From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. And as you just heard on NPR, a fatal shootout on a crowded stretch of highway in Broward County yesterday is under investigation by the FBI. The agency says four people, including a UPS driver, were killed after robbers stole the driver's truck and led police on a chase that ended in gunfire on Miramar Parkway near Flamingo Road during rush hour. An FBI official says both robbers were shot and killed, and the fourth victim was a bystander who was inside an idle car at the scene. The incident began earlier yesterday during a robbery at a Coral Gables jewelry store. It was not immediately clear who fired the shots that killed the UPS driver or the bystander. A former aircraft safety inspector has been sentenced to 6 years and 3 months in prison for his part in a bribery and fraud scheme. 42-year-old Manuel Fernandez was sentenced yesterday in Miami federal court. He was convicted in June of bribery, lying to federal agency, and wire fraud. From 2010 to 2013, Fernandez worked for the Federal Aviation Administration while also working for Avcom. That's a Miami aviation repair company. Avcom's owners paid Fernandez more than $150,000. In exchange, he provided advance notice of inspections, disclosed financial information about Avcom's competitors, and provided improperly obtained aviation repair manuals. Well, Florida's Department of Transportation is launching a new education campaign about rail safety and announced new safety measures. The order comes after an Associated Press report found that Brightline trains have the most deaths per mile in the country. FDOT will install white markings at its existing and future rail crossings in the state. Florida Transportation Secretary Kevin Tebow announced the initiative near Fort Lauderdale yesterday.
We've got to change the mindset. We've got to change the mentality. One death is one too many. And so whether it be at a rail grade crossing or whether it be at Interstate 95, what can we do to drive the answer to zero? And that's really the focus.
The Florida Department of Transportation plans to have the new safety measures in place by March of 2022. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatteo.